Back outside to Davis. Tay Davis looking inside, comes back out. Laney Young open for three, and it's good. Good start for the Lady Bears with Young knocking down the three. Again, the winners will advance to the regional tournament on Wednesday. Losers will play on Thursday. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And they're going to say off of the Lady Indians, Mammoth Spring Basketball. Trying to see who else we've left out. King Brown, number one, is also on the floor for the Lady Indians with the basketball. Davis swings it around to Corbett. They work it inside to Davis. She'll turn. Puts the shot up, partially blocked. Good defense there by number 21, Rand. Back the other way. On the dribble, that's Anderson. Anderson fell down, lost the ball. It's loose, picked up by Corbett. Up the floor to Davis. Tate on the dribble. Bounce pass over to Adriana Corbett. They bring it back out to Davis. Davis works it into the corner. Young had the ball. She'll come back across to Davis. She fakes the three, drives in the lane. Pull-up jumper's on the way, and it's good. Tay Davis's first two, and the Lady Bears are off to a 5-0 lead. Anderson will bring the ball up the floor on the dribble. Gives it off to number 21, versus she lost it, picked up by Washam. Washam to Davis. Davis back to Washam, puts it up off the glass for two. Good passing by the Lady Bears. And a good start here, 7-0 against the number 3 ranked team in the state. Anderson with the basketball. She's guarded by Davis. Good matchup. That is two good point guards. Davis knocks it free. She'll give the pass off to Young. Back to Washam. Washam will put it up and in. Lady Bears 9-0 lead here to start this one. Anderson will bring the ball up. She's guarded again by Tay Davis. Picked up before she gets to half court. Pass over to her teammate. And the pass inside knocked out by Molly Corbett. Good defense by Molly. That was Alyssa McGuire, number 5, that tried to make that pass into Rand. Lady Bears set up the defense here, and it has been good so far. A couple of turnovers, a couple of easy layups. Pass into the middle. They'll come back out. Thought about the shot. Didn't take it. Pass inside. It's stolen by Corbett. Molly with the ball gives it off to Davis. Tay, head up at half court, looking to the wing. Finds Washam. Washam inside to Corbett. Corbett gets it back out to Washam. Pass into the middle. Good pass and a nice cut by Brim Washam. And then Laney Young hit her in the middle lane. And we got a foul called on number 21. And that is Rand, Alicia Rand, her first. First foul of the ball game. Lady Bears will inbound. Looking to come in. They're going to bring it in to Washam. Off to Corbett. To Davis. Davis for the long three-pointer. Rebound pulled down by Dupree. Quickly up the floor. Anderson all the way to the basket. Oh, missed the one-handed layup. And the rebound after the block shot by Adriana Corbett. She gets the rebound and heads the other way. Takes it down the left side. Pass underneath to Washam. Back out front to Davis. Tay drives to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Molly Corbett. To Young. Inside to Molly. She'll come back out to Davis. She fakes the three. Drives baseline. Pass under to Corbett. She'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Rand. Lady Indians looking for their first points as they push it up the floor. Laney Young, guarding Rand, almost caused the turnover, but Rand takes it to the basket and gets the two. First two of the ball game for the Mark Tree Lady Indians. It's 9-2, Mammoth Spring, with a 7-point lead and the ball. Zone defense here from the Lady Indians. Davis, bounce pass underneath, and that was going to be a turnover, but fortunately for the Lady Bears, Anderson got a hand on it and knocked it out. Lady Bear teammate she was trying to hit got cut off and couldn't get to the ball. It was going out of bounds before Anderson hit it. Molly Corbett with it, swings it around to Young, inside to Adriana, back out to Davis. She's going to fire the jumper. That's no good. Ball is tipped but right into the hands of the Indian. Dupree pushing the ball up the floor. She goes to the basket, puts it up on the run, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Wow. Good leg tackle there by the Lady Indians on Adriana Corbett. They work it inside, shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, back up again, and it's in. And we got a push there and a timeout called by Coach Scott Small. 9-4, Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Crowley's Ridge Academy. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball, leading by 5-9-4 over the Mark Street Lady Indians. Adriana Corbett's going to swing it into the corner to Washam. Back to Corbett at the free throw line. To Young, to Davis. Back out to Molly Corbett. They swing it around. Young's going to fire the three. Her second, and it's good. Lainey Young, 2 for 2 from behind the three-point line. Puts the Lady Bears back up by 8, 12-4. Anderson crosses half court. She's looking at a double team. Needs help. She's going to throw it away right to Molly Corbett. Good defense. Lady Bears with that double team. Molly pushed the ball up the floor, gets it into Washam. Washam tried to go up with it, had it knocked away, picked up by Davis. Off to Molly Corbett. Molly puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, falls down with it. And diving on the floor with her, it's going to be a jump ball. Dupree down there tied her up, and it'll belong to the Mark III Lady Indians on the alternating possession. 3:09 left to play first quarter. Lady Bears ran out to an early 7-0 lead. Since then, they've played pretty even. Anderson with the basketball. She'll cross half court on the dribble, and her pass is going to be out of the reach of her teammate and out of bounds. So Mammoth Spring will get the ball on the turnover, and they'll bring it up the floor. Quickly up to Washam. Washam thought about the three, didn't take it, drives baseline. And they're going to call her for the charge. Wow, that's a tough one. Looked like the defender was moving, but they called Bryn for the foul. Bryn with 4 points and her first foul here in the ball game, the first for the Lady Bears. Anderson now will again bring the ball up the floor, and she's picked up right before she gets to half court. Picked up her dribble. She's in trouble again, needs help. And Mark Treat calls a timeout. 12-4, Mammoth Spring leads it by 8. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send 4 teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
And again, welcome back here to the Falcons Nest at Crowley's Ridge Academy High School in Perigold. The 1A3 District Tournament Championship, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mark Tree Lady Indians, the number one ranked defending state champion Lady Bears, number three ranked Mark Tree Lady Indians. Third meeting on the season for these two teams. Mammoth Spring won the first two. In fact, Mark Tree with 4 losses on the season, 2 of those 4 losses to the Lady Bears. Lady Bears will come back out. They'll be on defense. They had the ball trapped before they got to half court. And real close here to a 10-second call. In fact, the shot clock has 24 seconds on it. And now down to 23, and they still haven't got across half court. I would have thought that would have been a 10-second call on trying to get his across half court. Dupree goes to the basket, and she traveled. She took about 2 or 3 steps there trying to get around the defenders. It worked, but she forgot to dribble the basketball. Kay Davis now will bring the ball up the floor. Lady Bears back on offense here, leading 12-4. In the corner, they work it around inside to Corbett, back out to Molly Corbett, to Young. Young underneath, the pass was low, and it went too low for Molly Corbett to get to and out of bounds. Lady Bears with another turnover here. Again, they've got this press. It's kind of a half-court trap here. And they'll trap Andrews. She crossed half-court. This time she gets around Young, takes it baseline. And then a steal by Adriana Corbett. Nice play by Adriana up the floor. And then another steal by the Lady Indians. Number 21, Rand, pushing the ball up the floor, trying to go inside. And Adriana Corbett kicks the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Down to 30 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 50 left in this first quarter. It's been a good one so far. Lady Bears really started strong. They've slowed down offensively here over the last few minutes. Inbound pass is going to be a steal by Washam. Brent, her pass into the middle, knocked away. And now we're going to get a foul, I think, on Brent Washam. That's her second. That's a big foul there. Washam picking up her second here in the first quarter. And now the Indians have the ball back. Bears only have two fouls, both of them, on Washam, who was impressive in that last game. Had 10 points in that first quarter. A little bit slower start tonight. Only has four. Shot on the way is no good. Five for the rebound, and that's got to be over the back. Rand comes flying in to try to get that rebound, and for her, that's her second foul. So key players for both teams now picked up two fouls here in the first quarter. Tay Davis will head the other way. Bears back on offense. Indians staying in that zone. Adriana Corbett has it on the wing, gives it off to Davis. Davis drives baseline, picks up her dribble, tried to go inside, and it's stolen again by Rand. Lady Bears got to take care of the basketball. They've had several turnovers. Rand passing the ball underneath, and they turn it right back over. If one of these teams could take care of the ball a little better, they'd have a chance to build a pretty good lead. Both of them continue to turn it over here early. 105 left first quarter. Davis gives it off to Adriana on the left wing. She looks inside, comes across the floor to Washam, inside to Davis. Davis to Adriana, back out Young for another three. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. She finally missed one. It hit two in a row, pass up the floor, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Touch glass, I believe, by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The referee pointed the wrong way. Bear fans were liking it, but then he changed the call. He corrected himself. Adriana Corbett knocked that ball out. Indians will have the basketball. 45 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. It's 12-4. Low-scoring ball game, and that's because of all the turnovers. Neither team getting a lot of shots off. Another turnover there. Bears with a basketball. Davis pushing the ball up the floor, takes it to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Tay Davis, the second field goal. She's got four. The Lady Bears now with a 10-point lead at 14-4 with 21 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Pass into the middle. Shot up, no good. Rebound. Back up again, no good. Fight for the ball. It comes out. Three-pointer on the way is good. Number 10, that is Anderson, knocking down the three. Big three there. Quickly the other way. Shot up, no good. At the buzzer, your score, 14-7 at the end of one. Mammoth Spring leading Mark Tree. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to Crowley's Ridge Academy, the 1A3 District Tournament Championship. Lady Bears will have the ball as we start this second quarter. They led by as many as 10 in the first quarter, leading by 7 right now. Adriana Corbett throws it in to Tay Davis, and she'll walk it across half court. Indians still in that zone. Davis gets it right in the middle of the lane, puts it off the glass easy, too. That's how you break that zone down. Good passing. Lady Bears lead it now by 9, 16-7. Anderson on the dribble, gets around the defender. Shot up is no good. Good defense, Adriana Corbett. Adriana now going to bring the ball out to Davis. Davis quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Lady Bears Want to attack the defense before they get set. Over to Molly Corbett underneath to Adriana. Back to Molly. She'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Washam back up. She can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by number five, McGuire. Quickly back the other way, Anderson. She is quick. Diving on the floor after the ball, gets it over to her teammate. I believe that's Dupree. On the dribble, kicks it back out. Anderson for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound off of the leg of the Lady Indians and out of bounds. So the Lady Bears get it back. Mammoth Spring will have the ball leading by nine. Chance to grab their biggest lead of the evening here if they can make a bucket. Tay Davis with the basketball. She walks it into the front court, gets it right back in the middle out. Wide open is Lainey Young. Three-pointer on the way is good. Her third three. Lainey has 9 points to lead all scorers, and the Lady Bears lead it by 12, 19-7. Quickly back up the floor, steal by Molly Corbett. Then Molly had it knocked away by Anderson, who ran her over trying to get to that loose ball. Good hustle by the little point guard for the Mark III Lady Indians. She's been impressive, number 10, Zanomi Anderson. Tay Davis will take the inbound. Again, Lady Indians, they're playing a box of one here, guarding Washam all over the floor. The rest of them are all in the zone. Adriana Corbett kicks it out. They swing it around. Davis with it. Davis finding Washam. Washam out to Molly Corbett. Top of the key. Molly gets it back on the cut. Fake. Comes back out to Washam. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Inside. Young's shot is blocked. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Indians and up the floor. Anderson just flying up the floor, and her shot is rejected. Great defense. The two fastest players on the floor. Didn't think anybody could catch her. Tay Davis did, and she blocked it out of bounds. Referee's talking about something. It will be Indian basketball. Mark Tree with it. 6 minutes left to play in this first half. Almost a steal. It is a steal by Washam, and then she threw it right to Anderson, who shoots the layup. Anderson with 5 points. Washam, if she could have got it over Anderson, there would have been a layup on the other end for the Lady Bears. Tay Davis to the basket, and her shot is blocked. That's, I don't know how many blocks that is now for these Lady Indians. Checking in now is LaCrissa Dupree. She checks into the ball game. Inbound play to Adriana Corbett, out to Molly. Molly swings it around. Three-pointer on the way by Davis. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by the Lady Indians, and then they throw it out of bounds. Lady Indians, oh, wow. They said it was off the Lady Bears. I didn't think there was a Lady Bear anywhere around. So Mammoth Spring will set up the defense. They're going to pick them up at half court again. And they're looking here. This time they back up about 6 foot from where they've been picking them up. Anderson trying to get around the defense. She's going to throw it on the wing. Gets it right back. Gives it to Dupree. Dupree guarded by Young. Had it tipped, but right to Anderson. They swing it around to Corbett. All the way to basket. Dupree puts it up and in. Just checked in her first 2 points of the ball game. LaCrissa Dupree with the basketball. Davis will walk it across half court. Davis on the dribble. Gives it off to Corbett. That's Molly. To Adriana. And we're going to have a foul called. They've been physical trying to prevent Bryn from getting to the basketball. That time they got called for the foul. And we'll see that foul. Looks like Jaylee Tyson checking in. It's on number two, LaCrissa Dupree. Jaylee Tyson in. Molly Corbett getting a breather. Lady Bears will inbound. Washam to Davis. Davis back out to Young. She thought about the three. Swings around. Tyson will take the three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Indians. Anderson on the drive. She's going to put it up and draw the foul on Lainey Young. Anderson's been impressive. She is really pushing the pace here, trying to run it back on the Lady Bears. 8-point Mammoth Spring lead, 19-11. Zanomi Anderson at the free throw line has 5 points on the night. First free throws for either team. Anderson's shot is good. It hit the front of the rim and then somehow bounced over. Good soft cut. 6 points for Anderson. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound is taken by the Lady Bears, Jaylee Tyson. She'll give it off to David. Hey, sets up the play here, looking at this box and one that they're playing. Gives it to Adrienne on the right wing. Adrienne out front to Tyson, to Davis. She looks inside, nothing there. Back out to Washam. Washam thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to Young, three-pointer on the way. That's off the rim, no good. And Anderson with the rebound, and here she goes on the run. Trying to outrun the defense up the floor. This time she was cut off. They work it inside. The ball's tipped, picked up by Rand. Rand will put it up and in. Alyssa Rand. And it's a five-point ball game now, 19-14. Lady Bears got to take care of the ball here with the basketball, and almost another turnover picked up by Tyson. Out to Adriana Corbett, around to Young. Young across the floor to Davis. She'll fire the jumper, can't get it to go. Right now the Lady Bears just not hitting their shots. And here comes Anderson on the fly. She gives it to Rand, and Rand travels. Good defense that time by Tay Davis, hustling back. Calls the turnover, and the Lady Bears will get the ball back, leading by five. Down to 3:30 to play here in this first quarter. Or first half, excuse me. Pass out to Tyson. She's going to fire for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by Washam, back up and in. Bryn Washam with her sixth point of the ball game makes it a seven-point Mammoth Spring lead again. 21-14. Lady Bears have led by as many as 12. This defense from Mark Tree has been pretty good so far, though. Almost a steal by Davis. She slapped it away from Anderson. Anderson gets it back, and now we got a steal by Young. Laney going to the basket, gives it off to Washam. Washam up and in. Good assist and a good pass, or a good fill in the lane there by Brim Washam. Timeout taken, 23-14, 9-point lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to the Falcons Nest at Crowley's Ridge Academy High School in Paragould, the 1A3 District Tournament Championship game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading right now by 9, 23-14. They've led by as many as 12 in this ball game. But the defense from the Lady Indians has paid off here in this second quarter, playing a little bit of a box and one, guarding Bryn Washam all over the floor. Bryn still managed to score 8 points so far. She's the second leading scorer in the ball game behind Laney Young, who's hit three big threes here in this first half. Lady Bears, in fact, have hit three threes, all by Laney Young. The Lady Indians have one. That was Zanomi Anderson. Indians with a basketball. They'll bring it up the floor. Anderson with it. Anderson across half court, picked up by Tay Davis. Good matchup there with the two-point guards. Now the switch. Young has her. Stops behind the three-point line, gives the ball off to Dupree. Dupree almost lost it. She's looking for help. Pass over to Anderson, inside to Rand. Rand turns, puts it up and in. Alyssa Rand with 6 points in the ball game leads the Lady Indians in scoring. Well, Rand and Anderson have six apiece. Back to a seven-point ball game. Laney Young will hand off to Davis. Tay gives it over to Young. Young inside to Corbett. Adriana to the basket. She's going to put it up. Couldn't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Rand. She's double-teamed, looking for help, and she's going to throw it off the leg of Adriana Corbett and out of bounds. 23-16, 7-point Mammoth Spring lead. Again, Lady Bears set to pick them up as soon as they cross half court. Anderson on the dribble. She's hard to trap. She's so quick. Pass inside is knocked away. Adriana Corbett got a hand on it. Good defense as she stepped in front of the post. Prevented that pass inside. Somebody's got to throw it in for the Lady Indians. Everybody trying to find them a spot in the lane to post up. With a basketball driving to the rim. Shot up, no good. Rebound back up, and it's blocked by Adriana Corbett. Adriana with a nice play. She'll give it to Davis in the middle of the floor. Underneath to Washam. She'll put it off the glass for two. Brim Washam, first player in double figures. She has 10. And the Lady Bears are back up by 9, 25-16. Nomi Anderson picked up at half court by Davis again. Gets the screen from Dupree. Tries to go around the defense and dribbled it off her foot, but picked it up before going out of bounds. And we're going to have a push called on Lainey Young. Lainey's second. So Young and Washam both have two fouls. Coach Small trusting his seniors not to pick up that third foul, leaving them in. Late here, minute 15 left to play in this first half. Dupree with it goes to the basket, and she travels. That's one way to get around the defense. Just don't dribble and go around it. Unfortunately, the referee caught her. Davis will push the ball back up the floor. Again, same defense. They are staying in this box and one. Washam gets the screen, gets free, gets it over to Tyson. Tyson looks inside to Adriana Corbett. Adriana was open in the lane, didn't shoot it. Gets it back out. Young with it. Young back over to Tyson. Tyson back out to Young to Corbett. Adriana with the basketball. She'll bring it back out to Davis. Down to six on the shot clock. Shot on the way by Corbett. That's off the rim or off the backboard. No good. And now we got a foul. That's the third on Lainey Young. Not a good foul. Now, all the way down at the other end of the floor, 80 feet away from the basket. Now she's going to have to go out. Molly Corbett will check back in. Get the sophomore back in there. 25-16, 34 seconds left to play. 30 on the shot clock. Lady Bears will get it back, but they won't have a lot of time if the Indians run it now. Anderson with the basketball. She's trying to get away from Molly Corbett. Molly is pretty quick herself. She's staying right with it. Ran with it. Ran drives in. Picks up the dribble. Comes back out to Dupree. Dupree, again, sidesteps the defender. Rebound no good. Back up again, and now we're going to get a foul, and I think they're going to get Adriana bodying up there on big number 15 for the Lady Indians. That's Versi, Journey Versi. So the Lady Bears, leading by 9 with 6.5. We'll line up at the free throw line. Here is Versi shoots the first one. It bounces around and falls off. No good. They are 1 out of 3 at the free throw line as a team. Lady Bears have not shot a free throw. Versi will set for the second. Spins the basketball. It's on the way, and it's good. 50% on the night, 2 out of 4. Lady Bears going to roll the ball as far as they can. 6 seconds left. That's a foul. Just a second foul called on the Lady Indians. Lady Bears will inbound again. That's probably a good foul there. 4.8 seconds now left. They took some time off the clock and got the foul without sending the Lady Bears to the free throw line. Lady Bears will inbound, looking to come in. They've got to get it in. The ball's tipped out of bounds. So the clock stays at 4.8. No time came off the clock, even though the player hit it. You have to take some time off, don't you? Good for the Lady Bears. They did, and they'll get it back with 4.8 seconds. Inbound. They work it into the middle. The ball is stolen by the Lady Indians. And that's going to be the end of the half. Your score, 25-17. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Martree Lady Indians. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your halftime stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamra Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately, like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to the Falcons Nest at Crowley's Ridge Academy High School in Perryville, Arkansas. This is the 1A3 District Tournament Championship game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading at the half 25-17 over the Mark Tree Lady Indians. As we take a look at the scoring in the first half, Mark Tree led by Zanomi Anderson and Alisa Rand with 6 points each. 2 points each for LaCrissa Dupree and for Journey Versi. Excuse me, Versi has three and Dupree has two. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, just three players scoring in that first half, led by Brim Washam. Brim with 10 first half points. 9 for Elaney Young on 3 three-pointers and 6 for Tay Davis. The fouls, Lady Bears in a little bit of foul trouble with Lainey Young picking up her third right before the end of the half. And Brim Washam had two in that first quarter, played all of the second quarter without picking up that third foul. I think the defense has been key for the Lady Indians. They've played that zone, the box and one, guarding Brim Washam all over the floor and everybody else playing that 2-2 zone. And Lady Bears have got to find the weak spot right in the middle of that zone and attack it. They've kind of went at these Lady Indians, not going right at them, but kind of trying to shoot over them. And the Lady Indians have blocked a lot of shots so far. So I think the Lady Bears probably need to just take it at them in that middle and challenge their shot blockers, make them show that they can keep doing it. Lady Bears, again, leading by 8, 25-17. Want to say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton in Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland in Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. Again, we are at the half, Mammoth Spring, with an 8-point lead over the Mark Tree Lady Indians 25-17. We'll be back with more from Crowley's Ridge Academy High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
Welcome back again here to Crowley's Ridge Academy. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Lady Indians from Mark Tree are back out on the floor. Getting warmed up for our second half of play. Again, remind you, the winner of this game will play on Wednesday next week down at Greer's Ferry High School, Westside Greer's Ferry, in the regional tournament. The loser will play on Thursday. Both these teams state-ranked and playing well defensively here in this first half. Lady Bears, though, we know offensively what they can do. They've got 25 halftime points. They can explode for 25 and a quarter with no problem. We've seen them do it several times this year, so we're waiting to see how they respond here coming out of that halftime break. I'm sure Coach Scott Small has a plan after what he's seen in this first half, and we'll see what the Lady Bears can do. The Mark Tree Lady Indians, they've been using their quickness, really pushing the ball up the floor. The little Anderson girl, the point guard for Mark Tree, and she's as quick as we've seen all year long, and she is just flying up and down the court trying to push the ball, and it's worked for them so far. We got about 2 minutes left here in this halftime break. Again, this is the final, the championship. On the girls' side, the boys' championship coming up immediately following this game. We'll have it for you here on K-Country 95 as the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Mark Tree Indians will square off. And as you can imagine, there are a lot of Bear fans and a lot of Indian fans here in the gym tonight with their boys and girls both playing against each other here in the district championship. And by the way, that boys' game should be a dandy as well. Mammoth Spring ranked number 5 in the state. Mark Tree ranked number 1 in the state. Watched them play last night. They had a tough contest with Crowley's Ridge Academy. They managed to pull away there late in that game to get the victory 44-27 over the Falcons. The Bears in their game beat Ridgefield Christian 66-44. Both teams head over to the sidelines to get some final instructions here from their coaches as we get ready to go. With our second half of play between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Again, Lady Bears, their starters got to stay out of foul trouble. Laney Young with 3 fouls, Brynn Washington with 2. For the Mark Tree Lady Indians, Alyssa Rand has 2 fouls. Nobody else with more than 1 in that first half. They're going to run the final 40 seconds off of the clock, and we'll get set for some good high school basketball. Which next week is going to be a busy, busy week of basketball. We'll have regional play down at Westside Greer's Ferry with Mammoth Spring boys and girls. We'll have district play, the Thayer boys and girls, and the Alton boys and girls all in action next week in district tournament play. So we are going to have a fun week of basketball. Look forward to that. Of course, don't forget coming up on Sunday, hopefully, weather permitting, we'll have the Daytona 500 for you here on K-Country 95. Coverage will start at 12:30. That race will get underway right around 1:30 from Daytona International Speedway. All right, we are ready to go. Dupree starting the second half here. She'll give it in to Anderson, and Anderson across half court. Gives it on the wing, back out. Anderson with it, working it inside. They swing it around. Three-pointer on the way is off the backboard. No good. Brynn Washington, a good box out, gets the rebound. Gives it to Davis, up the floor to Corbett. That's Adriana Corbett, back out to Tay at the top of the key. Again, same defense. They've got Dupree all over Washam. Corbett with it on the baseline. Davis right down the middle of the lane. That's what we talk about, attack that zone defense. It's open right there in the middle if you get the ball there. Tay Davis with the bucket. She's got 8. And the Lady Bears are back up now by 10, 27-17. Anderson out front. Her pass is tipped out of bounds. Cut glass by Brynn Washam. Good defense. Good quick hands by Brent. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense again. Lady Bears look like they're in a zone now, too. And that's going to be a foul on Washam. That's going to be her third. Big foul there. So now Washam and Young both have three fouls. Coach Small not making a move yet. 27-17, still got his two starters in there. Actually does not have Young in there. She did not start this second half. They go inside, shot up, is good. Number 15, Versi, powering her way inside and getting the bucket. Back to an eight-point lead. Davis with it. Davis underneath to Corbett, back out. Tay on the wing, looking inside, finds Corbett on the baseline. Adriana spins, gives it out to Davis. Tay goes behind the back, looking for help. Pass back out to Tyson, around to Corbett. Into the lane to Adriana Corbett, and she's going to draw a foul. Good little head fake there by Adriana Corbett. The Lady Indians been blocking some shots. Adriana kind of nodded her head a little bit, got the defender off her feet and drew the foul. That's the first foul on Versi, and she has been physical. Adriana at the line looking for her first point on the night. Missed that one. Adriana Corbett, that was the first free throw of the night for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 8-point lead. Adriana set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. So Corbett makes one out of two, her first point of the game, and the Lady Bears are up nine. Anderson across half court now. A little slower than normal for her. Picks up her dribble. She'll swing it over into the corner. Back out to Anderson. They work it into Rand. Rand's going to turn and shoot the jumper. That's no good. And Tyson will pull down the rebound. She'll give it to Davis. Tay pushing the ball up the floor. Looking inside. Still has the basketball. Gives it high post. Back out. Tyson for three. It's on the way off the inside of the rim and back out. Anderson now on the fly. And she is flying. Up the floor. Puts the shot up. May have been partially blocked. Davis might have got a fingertip on it. Adriana Corbett up to Molly. Molly back out to Adriana. Adriana over to Davis. Davis trying to get free. Backs it back out. Good decision. Nothing there. Looking inside. Gives it to Tyson. Back to Davis. Tay now is going to bring it all the way back out front. Set up the offense. 15 seconds left to play on the shot clock. They work it into the lane to Washam. Washam puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Pulled down by the Lady Indians. They'll head the other way. Anderson on the dribble. She passes it underneath to Rand. Rand turns, bullying her way to the basket. She'll put it up and in. And I mean, she just moving people out of the way as she went to the basket. Nobody was set, so it was a good play by Alyssa Rand. She has, looks like, 8 points now in the ball game. Brynn Washam with a basketball gives it to Molly Corbett. It's a 7-point ball game. Davis open for three, didn't take it. She's looking inside, comes out to Washam. She's open for three, she'll take it. Rebound's going to come out long, save back in. Good hustle by Tay Davis. Gives it to Corbett, back to Davis. Tay thought about the three, didn't take it. Looking inside, she'll come back out to Molly Corbett. High post to Davis, it's over her head and picked up by Anderson. Lady Indians a chance to draw a little closer here down seven. They're playing well. Right now they look like the third-ranked team in the state. Ball is tipped and stolen by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and then stolen back by Rand. Rand on the dribble drives down the lane, and that's got to be a travel. Yeah, it is. They called the travel on Alyssa Rand. She can't believe it. She thought she got fouled, but she took that extended Euro step there. With the basketball, Tay Davis heads the other way. Lady Bears, see if they get their offense going here. They've had a slow night offensively. 28 is usually what they have as they just get underway in the second quarter. Molly Corbett thought about the three, didn't take it. She'll bring it out to Davis. High post to Adriana Corbett. Adriana looking for help. Finds Molly Corbett. They swing it around the outside. Davis for three. That's on the way. No good. Five for the rebound. Pulled down by the Lady Indians. Anderson, again, flying up the floor, gives it to Rand. Rand is going to drive into Tay Davis and get called for the charge. That's her third. Great defense by Tay Davis. And Tay's made some big plays here tonight. But she just got in front of her, stood her ground, and got run over by a truck. I mean, Rand's a pretty good-sized girl. Davis on the dribble. She's running the play here, looking for Corbett in the lane. Adriana almost lost it. Goes to the basket. Puts it up and in. Adriana Corbett with her first field goal. She's got three, and the lead back out to 9, 30-21. Mammoth Spring sets up that defense. Again, Anderson working around the outside. Pass over to Rand in the middle. She goes to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound. Back up again, can't get it to go, and going to knock it out of bounds. Rand is hard to handle if she gets the ball in the lane. Laney Young going to check back in with her three fouls. She has three. Bryn Washam also playing with three. Down to 2:59 to play in this third quarter. Kay Davis with the basketball. Kay's going to give it over to Young. She's open. She'll come in. Fires a three. Wow, it didn't take her long to warm up. 12 points for Laney Young, and the Lady Bears are up 12, 33-21. They needed that offensive spark. Young has hit 4 3-pointers tonight. Rand has that high post. It's going to be stolen. Good deflection there, picked up by Corbett. Up the floor to Young. Young looking inside, gives it to Molly Corbett. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound fought for, controlled by Rand. Rand is going to have her pass stolen by Davis. Davis, nice pass over to Molly Corbett for two. This may be that run the Lady Bears are known to go on. They scored, looks like six unanswered here. And they lead it now, actually seven unanswered. 35-21, 14-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game. Anderson wants to slow it down. It's stolen by Davis. Davis taking it to the basket. She'll put it up off the glass for two. Kay Davis in double figures with 10, and Mark Crew wants a timeout. 37-21, Mammoth Spring by 16. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher
education. Did you say 1 minute or 30 seconds, Mike?
Welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life changing.
We are back here again at the Falcons desk at Coley's Ridge Academy. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears on a 10-0 run here. They led by 7. They scored the last 10 points now. And actually, yeah, led by 7. They scored the last 9 points. 37-21, a 16-point lead. Lady Bears will set up the defense. Laney Young going to pick up Anderson as she crosses half court. Laney has to be careful with those three fouls. Ball into the corner. And they'll bring it all the way back out. Dupree will give it to Anderson. Down to 20 seconds on the shot clock. Anderson trying to get through the defense. Down the lane, the ball tipped, picked up by Rand. She'll put it up and in. Once she gets it there, there's not a lot she can do. She's got 10 points now. And the lead's down to 14. 37-23. Mammoth Spring will set up the offense. They'll bring it to Molly Corbett on the wing. Molly looking inside, picks up the dribble out to Young. Young underneath to Washam. It went right through her hands, picked up by Rand, almost knocked away. Now Anderson has it, and she'll bring it up the floor. It's actually Dupree had it. She threw it to Anderson. Anderson with a basketball guarded by Young, and Young has to be careful playing with three fouls. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is good by, let's see who that is, number three. I believe that's Hister. Knocks down the three. The Lady Bears' lead has been cut to 11. 17 just a couple of, about a minute ago, actually. Pass in the middle. Corbett will put it up off the glass for two. Adriana with her second field goal. She's got 5 points now, all here in the third quarter. And the Lady Bears are back out by 13, 39-26 with 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Anderson holding the ball at half court. They're going to go for the final shot of the quarter here. Content not to give the Lady Bears another shot offensively. Now, after the Lady Bears have kind of exploded here in the last couple of minutes, long shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Indians. On the floor, the ball's loose. That's going to be the end of the quarter. Your score, 39-26. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Crowley's Fritz Academy, the 1A-3 District Tournament Championship. Lady Bears outscoring the Lady Indians 14-9 in that third quarter to take a 13-point lead, 39-26. Most of those 14 points came in the final 3 minutes of that third quarter. Lady Bears kind of opened things up with a couple of steals. Davis picks up her dribble, hits it to Corbett in the lane. Corbett is tripped as she tried to go down the lane to shoot a layup. And we're going to get a foul called, and that foul is on the Lady Indians, number 10. That is Anderson, her first. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Tay Davis will bring the ball in, looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Young in the corner. Young to Adriana Corbett. Adriana over to Davis. She's going to fire for three and knock it down. Tay Davis now with 13 points in the ball game, and the lead is out now to 16, 42-26. Zanomi Anderson with the basketball. She looks at the zone, works it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound, Adriana Corbett. She'll give it to Tay. Tay will bring the ball up the floor. Davis on the dribble. Had it slapped away from behind. Nobody let her know the defender was coming behind her. She lost the basketball, and Anderson's quickly going to push the ball baseline. Her pass back in is tipped. Picked up by number 15, Versi, who will power it up and in. Versi and Ram, once they get in the lane, they are hard to stop. Mammoth Spring back on offense. They lead it 42-28, a 14-point lead. Adriana Corbett has it top of the key, gives it to Young on the wing. Young looking inside, still looking, gives it to Davis in the corner. Davis off to Washam. Washam out to Young. Young almost lost it, picks it up, gives it to Molly Corbett. Molly back to Young, and it's through her hands and out of bounds. Turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 6:33 left to play in the ball game. The Indians, if they want to win this, they got to make a run right here. They need to start getting some points in a hurry. They need 14 to catch the Lady Bears, and they haven't scored 14 in the quarter yet. With the basketball, Anderson, she'll work it down to the corner. Pass back out to Ram, back to Anderson, top of the key, and they're taking their time down to 6:15 to play in the ball game. Lady Bears in that zone defense. Dupree with it. Her pass goes to Rand. She's going to fire the jumper up and in. Alyssa Rand now with 12 points in the ball game, and the lead is down to 12, 42-30. Lady Bears is led by as many as 17. With the basketball, Davis picks up the dribble. She needs help. Finds Corbett on the wing to Young. She thought about the three. Out to Corbett. That's Molly Corbett. Over to Tay Davis. Tay looking inside. Delaney Young back to Davis. Davis bounce pass over to Corbett. Corbett trying to power it up. Can't get it to go. Got her own rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. The arrow belongs to the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Adriana couldn't get the ball to roll over the rim there and in. She managed to get a rebound, but the Lady Indians got a hand on it, tied it up for a jump ball. Zanomi Anderson pushes the ball up the floor. She's going to throw it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way is good. And trying to see who that was. That was number five. That's history again. Her second three. And we got a timeout taken. It's a nine-point ball game, 42-33. Gives us an opportunity again to say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball. We hope we have a lot more games here this season. Lady Bears here in the district final tonight. They'll play in the regional starting next week, we hope, on Wednesday. If they can hold on here to this 9-point lead, still lots of time. 5:20 left on the clock. Lady Bears leading by 9. The number one seed, the number one ranked defending state champion, being challenged here by the Mark Tree Lady Indians. Molly Corbett has the ball out front. She's on the point, gives it to Davis, down on the baseline to Adriana Corbett. Back out to Molly Corbett. They swing it around to Davis. Davis looking inside. She'll give it to Young. She's going to fire for three. Laney's three is good. Laney Young, she has been really good behind the arc tonight. That's 15 points on 5 three-pointers. And that was big. Pushes the lead back out to 12. Indians with the basketball. They'll bring it all the way back out almost to half court. And a steal by Davis. Tate on the run. Davis and Washam off to Washam. She'll put it off the glass for two. Lady Bears with 5 quick points after it was cut to 9. Now lead it by 14. 47-33. Anderson with the basketball looking inside. Gets it on the wing to Dupree. And her pass is stolen by Davis. Tate on the dribble, goes around the defense, gives it to Washam again. Oh, Washam shot no good. Rebound back up and in, Adrian McCorbett. Corbett now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Lady Bears starting to pull away here, leading by 16 with 4 minutes to play. With the basketball, Anderson looking inside, still looking. She's going to work it into Rand. Rand turns, fires it back out, back to Anderson. Swinging the ball around the outside. They give it to Dupree. Dupree to Anderson. A lot of time running off the clock. Rand's going to go to the basket. She'll put it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Molly Corbett. Off to Davis. Davis quickly pushing the ball up the floor. And Adriana Corbett open there for a second and didn't see her. Davis with the basketball out to Young. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Laney Young, her 6th three-pointer. And Mark Tree wants a timeout, 52-33. Mammoth Spring by 19. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Welcome back again to Crowley's Ridge Academy. Lady Bears lighting it up here over the last couple of minutes. Laney Young with 6 three-pointers in the ballgame. She has 18 points. And they're going to roll the ball up the floor, try to save on some time. Anderson will pick it up as Young ran out to challenge her a little bit. They tried to throw it inside. It's stolen by Davis, loose on the floor, picked up by Anderson, jump ball. As Brim Washam dives on the floor after it, and the Lady Bears will have it on the alternating possession. It will be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Leading by 19, their biggest lead of the night. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Davis. Davis picked up there by Hister. Davis on the dribble, crosses half court. She'll give it to Molly Corbett. Molly across the floor to Adriana Corbett. Underneath to Washam. They swing around. Davis for three. It's on the way, and we're going to have a foul on the three-point shot. Tate Davis is going to get three free throws here. Just the second time the Lady Bears have been to the free throw line. Davis has 13 points. Three Lady Bears in double-figure scoring. Davis now with 14 as she knocks down the first free throw. She'll set for the second. Makes it a 20-point ball game. Second one on the way is good. Make it a 21-point ball game. One more free throw. She was shooting a three-pointer. Second one, or third one, excuse me, is on the way, and it's good. Three out of three. It's a 22-point lead now for the Lady Bears. Indians cut it to nine. Coach Small called a timeout since then. It has been all Mammoth Spring. Anderson looking inside. She holds the ball. Precious time ticking off the clock. We're down to 2:43. Anderson with it. She drives in, kicks it back out. Down to 19 on the shot clock. And a steal by Laney Young. Laney trying to save it on the sideline. Great hustle by the senior. She's been in a little foul trouble, but, man, she has been shooting the lights out behind the three there with a big defensive play. And the Lady Bears will set the defense back up. 2:30 left to play, leading by 22. Looks like they'll be playing on Wednesday in the regional down at Greer's Ferry West Side. Adriana Corbett guarding the ball out on the wing. Lady Bears defense been smothering here over the last couple of minutes. Inside to Rand, and she's going to power her way up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Laney Young. She'll hand off to Tay Davis. Tay looking up the floor. No hurry here. Good decision by the senior. Laney Young has it. Gives it on the wing to Corbett. Adriana across to Davis. Davis looking inside. Tay drives down the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go. And the rebound pulled down by the Lady Indians. Quickly back the other way. Anderson. Give it to Versi. She's trying to go up with it, lost the ball, and it's going to be out of bounds. I believe they said touch last by the Lady Indians. Good hustle there by Laney Young on the floor down there trying to get to that loose ball. Down to a minute 39 to play. Mammoth Spring with a big 22-point lead. Biggest lead of the night for the Lady Bears. Davis going to break the pressure easily. She'll bring it into the front court. Wings it into the corner to Corbett. Adriana looking inside. Gives it to Young. Young's pass underneath just over the hands of Brim Washerman out of bounds. Turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And they've had problems with a few turnovers here tonight. But right now it's looking good. Lady Bears are just a minute 25 away from the district tournament championship. Leading by 22 points. Zanomi Anderson is going to cross half court on the dribble. Looks to the corner. They're trying to work it inside, work it in there to Rand. They come back out to Anderson. Anderson off to Versi. Versi's travel. Get a good defense. Adriana Corbett just standing there with her hands up. Forced her to try to get around her, and she took an extra step. Inbound play here. They'll bring it in to Tay Davis, and she'll bring it up the floor against the pressure from Dupree. Davis on the dribble. Gives it to Corbett, to Young. Back out to Molly Corbett. Molly, one dribble, around to Adriana. Adriana looking inside. Picks up the basketball. Gives it to Young. Inside to Washington. She'll save it to Molly Corbett. Off the glass for two. And did they count it? They count it. They just blew the whistle to try to get more players in here. Lady Bears with several subs coming in. We'll try to get all of them for you. Jaylee Tyson. Looks like Lauren Parker, Allie Reisner, Bethany Robbins. Lady Bears pull down the missed shot. Parker had the rebound, gives it off to Tyson. Tyson over to Robbins. Robbins holds up. Back out. Tyson for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Ram with the rebound. Down to 22 seconds to play. Dupree has it. Dupree will walk it across half court, gives it right back to Anderson. 15 seconds left to play. Lady Bears don't want to commit a foul here. Shot no good. Rebound by Krista Crawford, who's also in the ballgame. I don't know if I mentioned her. Krista gives it off to Tyson. Over to Parker. Parker for three. It's no good. Your score at the end of the ballgame, 57-33. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the win over the Mark Tree Lady Indians here in the district championship game. We'll take